He's won in Dubai, he's won in Zurich, and he's won in Warsaw. Now he's going to add Boston, the big time.
That call is from WBZ TV Channel 4, describing how Ethiopian runner Lemmy Haley crossed the finish line to win his first Boston Marathon yesterday. Fellow Ethiopian Atseda Basai won for the women. In the wheelchair division, Swiss racer Marcel Hoog won on the men's side. For the women, it was American Tatiana McFadden winning Boston for the fourth straight time. The race went off without a hitch, but there were reminders about the 2013 marathon attack. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that medical teams treated the regular marathon injuries and also helped some runners through emotional trauma.
Throughout the day, volunteers used wheelchairs to bring runners to the triage physicians just outside the medical tent.
Want to try standing up and see how you do? You might be able to just walk right out of here.
Chad Beatty, a sports medicine specialist at Hawthorne Medical, a small practice in Dartmouth, was among the triage physicians out there all day. He said he saw mainly dizziness and cramping. He said yesterday's marathon felt not as busy as last year.
Feels slower. Last year was so much hypothermia and cold, miserable runners, as opposed to this year the temperature's a little better, so it hasn't been as bad. It doesn't feel like it's been as bad anyway.
Inside the medical tent, Kevin Smith of California said he didn't drink enough water along the course.
Just didn't plan for it to be as hot as it was. Didn't manage the course well.
Most of the physical complaints were minor, but some runners face emotional hurdles. Since the bombings 3 years ago, many more psychologists have been on hand. One of the psychologists taking a break at triage said people are often overcome emotionally when they run in honor of someone and cross the finish line. Jeffrey Brown, a sports psychologist at McLean Hospital, said it can be an overwhelming experience.
For people who particularly run and honor someone who struggled near the end of life, because they frequently report that the parallel of that person's life getting tougher at the end is a lot like a marathon. It gets tougher at the end, and they can really strongly identify with that person. So I think that is a very meaningful experience and can really touch their hearts in a very direct way.
But Brown reported that most of what the psychologists had to deal with yesterday was heat-related. A lot of the work of the psychologists is to get people with cramps to get their minds off the pain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.